impact on the season per game. So this is about the only way they can help that defensive average for Breckenridge, pushing a shutout here.
75 yards away from an end zone. 7 minutes, 11 seconds left in regulation. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Anderson rolls to his right, option to the left to number 29. Devin Finkel has positive yards across the 30 and finally forced out of bounds. Depending on the spot here, looks like at about the 34-yard line. Tackle made by number 5, Lucas Ebright, after a 9-yard gain.
I like the creativity in the playbook. Get Devin Finkel involved. He's been one guy that's been a spark plug that's really has maintained possession of the ball, has fought for extra yards, has made a couple scrappy plays on defense. Nice run on first down for Finkel.
Second down, one to go. Now under 7 minutes to play. 6:40 left. Clock winding down. Trips to the left, same formation as last play. And now they send number 24 wide to the right. That'd be Parker Yon. Two wide each way. Anderson in the shotgun, Ethan Hessling to his left. And it's going to be passed downfield. And it's to Mason Yon's hands caught at midfield into Breckenridge territory, tackled at the 48-yard line. A big reception from the 34 across midfield for an 18-yard reception to Mason Yon. Tackle made by number 6, Willman. Move the chains for Harbor Beach.
Nice play by Harbor Beach, but still not a great throw by Michael Anderson as he's got a receiver open. And again, he has to stop and reach back for that football. He's not leading his receiver, throws it behind him. Nice adjustment by Yon. He's able to corral the football and then start his momentum again, but a good pass conversion to get a nice chunk of yards.
Anderson rolling to his right, looking to pass again. Downfield, lets it fly. Down to Mason Yon's hands, caught! It is caught at the 15-yard line. It's a jump ball, actually, and they're gonna say and the Breckenridge came down at the very end, but
tie goes to the offense.
He was down, and this very well typically would go to Harbor Beach. Today, who knows? Regardless, it's at the 15-yard line. The officials still discussing this one. Seven striped jerseys in this huddle now. They're going to give it to Breckenridge. Are you kidding me?
No way.
That is ridiculous.
That's unbelievable.
The MHSAA should be ashamed of themselves. 6:01 left. This is a semifinal game, and this is the best team you can find out there today? Ridiculous.
That's why it took seven.
Absolutely ridiculous.
That's why it took seven of them.
Troy Shelke now discussing with the sideline judge. Now he's pleading his case here. And the officials not having it. 6:01 left in regulation, Breckenridge.
Because it does not matter
15.
What happens once they're both laying on the ground fighting for the ball. What happens on the way down and when possession is granted, they both had the football. So by way I understand the rules, when you both have the football and possession cannot be determined, that is a completion for the offense. So I guess I would love to hear an explanation for that.
Oh, I would love to as well. Quarterback keeper up the middle, Staley, gets to about the 16-yard line, maybe out to the 17 before 10 black jerseys bring him down. As now the Harbor Beach is fired up. A 2-yard gain, tackle made by number 65, Dakota Deer, on that front line. Second down, 8 to go, 5:45 left in regulation. Breckenridge leading 12-0.
And Breckenridge, back to that conservative play calling. They're going to continue to just pound the middle of the field and try to convert on third down and whatever it takes to keep that Harbor Beach offense off the field and milk as much time as possible. That time, a direct snap to the quarterback. He just tucks the ball with two arms and just goes straight ahead to try to get what he can.
Second down and 8 from the 17-yard line. Should be Harbor Beach ball, but who cares? Two wide each way. Staley in the shotgun, or pistol, with Collins behind him. Trying to get the play clock down to 5 before the snap happens. Second down and 8. There's the quarterback keeper around the left side. Staley has it, and he's going to be brought down at about the 19-yard line for a gain of maybe 2. Tackle made by number 42, Ethan Hessley. Third down and about 6 to go.
Good coverage of the option there. And if you're Harbor Beach, you have to understand how conservative Breckenridge is going to be at the football. So their quarterback planning and pitching the ball backwards 5 or 8 yards to a receiver on the end is not likely this time. Expect their quarterback either hand it off or keep the ball himself and take what he can get. And like I said, they have no problem punting the ball away and letting their outstanding defense stay on the field.
They've gotten the clock down to 4.5 minutes already, facing a 3rd and 6 from the 19-yard line. One wide each way. Staley in the pistol, Collins behind him. A little bit of a high snap, rolling to his left on the quarterback keeper, moving the pile forward down to about the 28-yard line, and move the chains for Breckenridge with 4:13 left in regulation. Tackle made by 65, Dakota Deer.
Yeah, he's able to maneuver his way through the pile, and that's normally when you've seen either team run into that pile, they've just not been able to extend the play and get yards. And that time there, he's able to follow his blocker, stay patient. And when in time needed, he could feel that first down line. He dives ahead and gets enough for a fresh set of downs. And that should all but help run this clock out now for Breckenridge.
First and 10 from the 28-yard line. Same formation. Staley in the pistol. Collins behind him. Breckenridge leading 12-0 in the state semifinals. Snaps there. Hands off to Collins. Finds room to run across the 30 and finally ripped down at about the 33-yard line. Tackle made by Mason Yon out of the secondary. It's going to be about a gain of 5, maybe even 6 yards in play. Second down and 4.
Yeah, it took Mason Yon from the deep secondary to rotate over to make that tackle. So an easy 5 or 6 for Breckenridge. And again, Mason Yon able to prevent a bigger run coming over from the secondary to make that tackle.
Breckenridge, this is their first time in the state semifinals. 3 minutes, 18 seconds left in regulation. We'll be moving on to Ford Field to take on Reading as they're manhandling Holton on the other side of this bracket. Second down and 4, same formation except 2 wide to the right. Now 2 to the left. Staley keeps it for himself around the left side, and he goes nowhere. Evan Spaglinski rips him down for a loss of maybe a yard. Third down and 4 to go, 2:54 left in the fourth quarter. 12-0 Breckenridge, and a timeout called by Harbor Beach.
Yeah, you got to. You got to give your team a chance, any chance that might be left. There's just not enough time to score twice. Not the way this game has been trending. And this defense of Breckenridge has been phenomenal. They played a heck of a ball game. But if Harbor Beach, you hope to make a stop, give your offense a chance to maybe make one play happen and get into the end zone one time, just for satisfaction, right? But this Breckenridge team played a pretty solid game. Harbor Beach, again, would love to see them score before this game is over to really make this game a little closer like it has been all game long.
You know, the calls really wouldn't have changed the outcome of this game at all, but it's unfortunate for both teams that it's not being decided in their hands.
Oh, I don't know about that. The biggest one for me was the, you know, whether you call holding or not call holding. One, I thought was pretty blatant over here, right? Because it was in front of us.
The hold on the front right side, but stepping out of bounds, and the interception.
The interception, to me, I need an explanation for by somebody more superior than us, because I do not understand how you make that call. Clearly, the fumble on Finkel, they had to have blown the play dead with a whistle. That's the only thing I can think of, which we would not be able to hear, because that was a blatant fumble as well that they ruled down by contact, or his forward momentum had stopped. That was on the opposite side of the field as us, so that's something that we would need to see the tape on. But you can bet MHSAA is going to get a taste of this film. They're going to have to watch it real close. But
Troy Schelke is still giving an earful to every ref that will listen. Man in motion to the left. And it's going to be handoff to Hunter Collins, moving the pile forward very close to that first down marker. Looks like he stopped at about the 38-yard line. Number 51, Kendall Gentner on the stop. It's going to be, if this is a first down, this will be all but over at this point. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, it...
Well, they haven't measured it. Oh, now they're going to measure. All right, they didn't do this before, and they're going to bring the sticks on now for Breckenridge.
If this is a first down, it's Pat Moses football at best.
It looks like it's about 6 inches, maybe 8 inches short,
yep,
upon our angle here. But, of course, we're on the Breckenridge side here, away from the tower, so the sticks are on our side of the field. Makes the sight lines a little bit different than we're used to for the previous 12 weeks.
Just looking where the first down marker was on the sideline, it sure looked like it stretched out to be on the right-hand side of the 38-yard line. And that football's on the left side, so like I said, if it is, it's by the nose of the football at most.
And it's going to be...
Yep, nose of the football.
Nose of the football has it. First down, Breckenridge. And this one is almost all but over at this point now. First and 10 from the 38-yard line for the Breckenridge Huskies, leading 12-0 over Harbor Beach in the Division 8 semifinals.
Sure is there. There's not enough time. We knew that after the interception was made that this game was all but done now, because they were going to run significant amount of time off the clock. And they've gotten a couple first downs since then too, which has really milked the clock down. But a couple more running plays, they'll have this game under a minute. And Harbor Beach's very fine season is going to come to an end here at Chesaning High School.
I'd like to listen. Thank you to all of our listeners worldwide today, as close as St. Joseph, Michigan, all the way as far as Osan, South Korea. First and 10 from the 38-yard line, 2 wide each way. Carter Staley under in the pistol. There's a snap, handoff to Hunter Collins up the middle. Has about 8, maybe even 10 yards as he's finally stopped at the 47-yard line. And